Well, we wanted to have some fellowship, and this is going on all the different training sites around the U.S., to let the students know kind of what's going on and how they can participate in the Lord's move in Europe, and in particularly in Germany. You know, it's a great thing. It's a great thing that in your life, in your lifetime, that you could participate at least in one major move of the Lord. And, you know, I know when Russia, when the Soviet Union fell and Russia was open to the gospel, saints moved in, thousands got saved, churches have been raised up. That was a major move of the Lord, and to participate in that was a great blessing. Bill was there. Bill, how was it?
That's Russian for top.
Yeah, I mean, he's the most blessed person. He got. I mean, that's a major thing. Anyway, the Lord is moving in Europe. We realize at the end of this time, at the end of these days, the Lord wants to raise up a testimony in Europe. You know, the Lord had moved there and years ago in England, and there was something precious there, a testimony. But the enemy has come in, damaged it, and before the Antichrist is raised up, we just feel like the Lord has to raise up a strong testimony against the evil one at the end of these days. That there wouldn't be a testimony of, look, the enemy has ravaged Europe and there's no testimony of Jesus there. No, the Lord absolutely wants the testimony of Jesus in Europe.
Amen.
And so there's, you know, whenever the Lord is moving and he's moving, you know, there's something going on as he's moving forward. There's satanic chaos all the time. So it's a battle. It's not an easy thing. But as the Lord's moving forward in Europe, we realize we can have an opportunity to participate in it. And particularly, I think you all realize, in Germany, some things happened because of the refugees, the influx of refugees from the Middle East. That was sovereign. Do you realize that? I mean, a lot of you have heard these things, but a lot of you maybe have not. The Arab world was the most difficult place for the gospel to get in. We've tried. We've done a lot of different things, but that was a difficult thing. But the Lord cares about the Arab world. So what did he do? He brought them to Germany. They just came in droves, and now there's millions. There's over a million there in Germany. And so Germany is open for the gospel. So what should we do? Should we just sit back and, oh, wow, the refugees got out, and now they got a new way of life in Germany? No, that's the Lord opening the door for the gospel to the Arab world. Some of those ones from the Middle East, they may go to Germany, but they may end up back in Germany, back in the Arabs, in Syria and so forth. And they'll be there as a strong testimony against the enemy. They'll give their lives, and some of them will die there again, you know, for the Lord Jesus. But many, 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 hundreds and hundreds are being saved in Germany. You know, I took a little trip with Chris Wilde and Stephen Yowell, and Jose Luis, and we did a little journey through southern Germany recently. And we went through 11 different campuses and walked across the campuses. And we went to three different cities there. We went to Frankfurt and Stuttgart and Munich. And the Lord's moving in all these cities. There's something going on. It's really precious. I can't tell you how precious it is. And some have been there. How many have been to Germany? Like Curtis back there, he's been. There's a number of you. And the sense I had everywhere I went on all the campuses, we had the same feeling. They are so open. The German people are wide open. The German young people are waiting for someone to come and let them know what's the meaning of their human life. And they're a different kind of breed to me. You can go across a lot of different campuses here on the different coasts and you'd find all kinds of students. But in Germany, I get the impression they're all just, They're just preserved. You have the sense they're waiting to give themselves to something. They're not. You don't have the sense they're all beaten up with drugs and the world. No, they're there as students. They're studious, and they're somewhat afraid of what's happened, you know, because of their forefathers who brought tragedy to their to the world and has given them a bad name. But they themselves, they're not ready to just give themselves to anything. It has to be the highest thing. We have the highest thing going on in the universe.
Amen.
Lord wants to raise up His testimony and come back to this earth. They need to hear the gospel. And they're just sitting there waiting. You just have the sense they're just sheep. All the camps is waiting for someone to tell me, what's the meaning of human life? They won't need to hear the mystery of human life. And they're so open. We went from place to place. The saints, there's saints that are caring for them. But the Lord is burdened that more would go. Right? And right now, is the training finished? It's not training. It's not finished. There's about over 100 in a 103 that are in a training, immigration training in Anaheim to prepare them for Germany. And so that will open the door for homes and saints to be there to take care of the new ones from all the campuses. Now then, what about you? Like I said, it's a great thing to be in the middle of the Lord's move. You know, we all know there's three ways to participate in His move. You know how you can participate? You can pray. You can pray for the Lord's move in Germany. And that's just one aspect of His move in Europe. But in Germany, Lord gained so many students, the local students, to be part of Your testimony in Germany. So you can pray. You can give. You can give funds. You can give money. And you know what? Your prayers, the Lord loves it. Your money going to take care of Germany, the Lord loves it. And some, number three, they can give themselves. They can go themselves to take care of the Lord's interest there. And it's a great thing to be, like I say, to be in the middle of the Lord's move at a strategic time on the earth. And so we'd like to encourage a number of you to consider a study abroad program. While you're in the campuses, there's the opportunity to study there. I'd like to hear from the sister from New York. What's your name? Joyce. Could you come give a little testimony of what you did? Yeah. Yeah. Just your little experience. And how others can do the same thing, basically.
So in my school, it's a very global school, NYU. And there was this one semester that I had free because I finished all my electives, so I could kind of choose to do anything, so I decided to study abroad. And then, by the Lord's mercy, He ended up placing me in Germany. And I was with the saints in Berlin, and it was a really sweet experience because I grew up as a church kid, but I was like in it. I was there with my friends, but there was just something missing. And when I was with the saints there, the meetings were all in German. I had very poor command of the language of German, and my friend who was there didn't want to interpret to me in English because she said, the best way to learn is you immerse yourself. But it was the sweetest experience because even though I didn't understand the meeting exactly, but you could sense the flow of life. And then you saw all the saints enjoying the Lord, and the table meeting was the biggest confusion of my life because they went from singing to prayer reading to declaring to singing to breaking bread to singing to prayer reading and then prophesying. And it was just so organic and it was so enjoyable. And I just even found a home and a family in Germany. I was flying back from the Poland conference, and one of the brother of a sister that I was getting close to found out that I was going to be in the airport for like 12 hours. So then he decided to tell his mom, because the airport there is very tiny. And they just took me in. They drove to the airport, picked me up. I slept for like 5 hours, and then they shuttled me back to the airport to come back here. And those saints have always, since that experience, the saints have been written on my heart. And when this whole, when the brothers and when the saints in Anaheim, or yeah, the brothers were sharing about to us about the refugees coming to Germany, there was just something burning within me. And I realized the reason why there was such feeling within me was because I went there 2, 3, 4 years ago. And the Lord was able to write them on my heart so that every opportunity, my heart was there to pray for them, to even present myself to go on gospel trips. And I just want to encourage you all, if there's any possibility of going to study abroad, the Lord will take care of every place you go to, whether it's Germany, whether it's not Germany, wherever. The Lord knows the right place for you guys to be.
Amen. So basically, we just want to encourage you to consider and pray. And if there's an opportunity to go to Germany, you need to take that opportunity. This is the best time. The foundation is being laid in Germany in the church life there. There's little groups in different cities that are they're booming. Something's happening, and you have refugees that are in the church life, and the refugees they're learning German, and they're in the eventually you're having a kind of a sweet one new man in Germany that's just precious. So the Lord needs students, and I would even say the full timers that He needs, they need to be students. It's one of those things, like one of the other sisters, what are you doing on the campus? If you go on the campus and you're not a student, it's a very strange thing there. You don't have other kinds of people on the campus in Germany. So if you want to serve the Lord full time, you probably need to go there and take a class. Or just go there, be a student. I'm talking about undergrad, as grad students. Just take a class. If you got a class, then you have all the ground to be on the campus, and there's the way for the Lord to do something. In the meantime, I hope many of you would consider studying German. It's good to study another language anyway, right? Yeah. Kenneth, what other language do you know?
Chinese.
Okay, you need one more language, I think.
Some French.
Oh, a little French. See, that's good. Anyway, we just want to encourage you this way, saints. The Lord, yeah, consider. Amen.
I just want to follow up with Brother Ken's fellowship, because as we speak, there are 103 saints there in Anaheim, California, in a training for 24 days. It will end on August the 4th. And it's a very excellent training. But, of course, the average age of the 103 is 42. So we're looking for younger ones. But it began last Wednesday. It will continue through an end on August the 4th. But I just wanted to mention that there's a real need for more students to rise up. Like I said, the average age is 42. A lot of these ones have families, married, and so on. Of course, we're looking for more students who would be willing to be trained, and ones who could go get a job there. But in this situation, this audience here, there's a real burden for students. And I would say I would underscore one thing that Brother Ken shared is the need to know language. We went over that. We had a couple meetings just on German culture, to know German culture, and other meetings on learning the German language. Even the refugees are forced by the German government. They have to, if they want to stay, they have to learn German. So we really want to encourage some of you, or whatever, how the Lord burns you, that some of you, even right this afternoon, need to make a determined resolve to learn the German language. Because, believe me, they emphasize this. And when I went to Russia for those 3 years, that was the thing that frustrated me the most. I could not fellowship with the Russian saints because I was not able to learn the language. Some of us were too involved. And the ones that stayed there and learned the language, they are very useful to speak fluent Russian. If you want to build up the body, if you want to build up the saints, build up the churches there in Germany, you must know German to fellowship, to coordinate. You have to learn it. It's not a small thing. You just can't go over there like osmosis. All of a sudden you're speaking German. It doesn't work that way. That means when these 103 have been accepted to this full-time training for 24 days, but it does not mean they will be there in Germany. Probably most will. But the ones who have been accepted, you know, they will go into Dusseldorf, Germany, and they will undergo a, listen to this, 6-month immersion training in German language. No work. They're not going to send you right away to a campus, right, for you to preach the gospel. They will put you into a 6-month German class. So that's how important it is to learn the language. So seriously, if any of you have any kind of feeling along this line about this burden for the Lord's move to Germany in Europe, please consider seriously obtaining German books. They have German, you know, these, what, tapes and so on. They have different, they have Pimsleur, they have, what's the other one?
Rosetta Stone.
They have these different, they have these different ways for you to learn German. So may the Lord speak to at least some of you. I mean, right now is not too early. You can make a determination. Okay, the rest of this summer, the time in the fall, I want to give myself to learn the German language. Again, we cannot emphasize that enough. You need to know the German language fluently so that even suppose some of you maybe in a year or so or even maybe a junior year abroad or some kind of program, that at least you could know some German. If you're able to keep studying it on your own, maybe the Lord one day will burden you to move there in maybe a year or two or three, I don't know. Then you will go over there with a tremendous advantage to speak the German language. That means you can speak to the refugees, refugees that will know the German language by then, and you can spend a lot of time on the campuses talking with the students. Okay?
Bill, can you add a footnote about the cost of considering a master program?
Consider a master's if you're graduating with a bachelor's or whatever. Consider a master's program, and as far as I think we were told, is it the majority of the schools there? There's no cost.
They pay for it.
Yeah, they pay for that. So consider that. So if you want more information, it would be good to follow up with ones who are going there or the one sister there who just spoke and find out about the tremendous, you know, situation there. Get an education there. But again, you need to know German. So it's not a small thing, okay?
Yeah, you won't incur a great debt.
Yeah, right. Of course, over here in the U.S., sometimes I'm talking to, so I have a $50,000 debt or an $80,000 debt. You won't have that in Germany. Okay.